you feel riding hands and heels and you know you've gone, gone? How do you feel? How do you feel?
Welcome to the season finale of Wolf Den's Saturday Session. It's the final major race day of the 2024-25 racing season. We've got a cracking card lined up under sunny skies on a good deck at Eagle Farm. We'll be diving into the four biggest races of the day, starting with the JJ Atkins over the mile for the two-year-olds and followed by the Dane Ripper for the fillies and the mares, a key lead up to the Tats Tiara in 2 weeks. Then it's time for the Jewel of the Queensland Carnival, the Stradbroke, one of the great handicaps on the Australian turf calendar. And we'll close with the Q22, one of the most progressive races in the country and a launching pad for the past two Melbourne Cup winners. Starting with the Bank Fizz, the JJ Atkins. We've got the Sydney form versus the Brisbane form. I'm going to call it and say that if Cool Archie wins this race, he is the two-year-old of the year. But the market's a little bit against him here. What are you seeing?
Yeah, it looks that way. Hidden Achievement's been off the map. King's talked about it on the Saturday set and seems to have got that right. I guess there's a leaning towards horses on speed there Eagle Farm today. And Cool Archie looks to map a bit further back, so Hidden Achievement's probably further forward than it. So maybe half the reason behind it is that.
And Navy Pilot and Providence also a bit of support for them.
Navy Pilot was good last start, had its chance. Providence, I thought, had its chance as well, maybe gets back from barrier 12, so I wouldn't be too keen on it myself. But yeah, there's only one horse that's firm, mate, and it's the eight.
Welcome to the boys on the casting couch. How are you today?
Here we are, back again.
Ready for a big last Saturday session of the season?
Yes,
very good.
Now, what do you make of this race, boys?
I was happy to sit with Cool Archie. It's been beating up on most of these horses. Obviously, the Sydney form line's come into play with Hidden Achievement.
Yep, Zebra Finch.
Yeah, but there's been a bit of support for the Sydney former. I think the punters are just looking for a different angle into the race, but I'm sticking solid with Cool Archie.
Good work. Junior?
Yeah, I'm going the other way. I like Grafter Burners and Farnacle. I think fast, dry deck suits them more, up on pace, and they can turn the tables on Cool Archie.
Any issue with me saying Cool Archie's the two-year-old of the year if he wins this?
Controversial statement,
nah,
but...
not really. None of them are that good, so there's no standout. So
that's how do you say it politically again? Even bunch? Isn't that right?
Even.
Let's go. Jump, Archie.
The JJ.
You jump beautifully.
Positive from the barrier, Archie.
Ooh, not good.
Achievement.
Providence way back as well.
Is Archie in the green there coming
Yeah, he's going to get in. Is he?
No, not quite.
He'll get in.
I don't know. Don't say that, all right.
No, he's not going.
He'll be right. Well, he's plenty not, about.
He's pushing.
Still working.
It's going to work beautifully. Look at this.
Moral will be three wide.
It's three wide.
So what's the pace like?
Let's see if the best two-year-old in the country stands up today for RI.
They flew in that last. Well, it's worked out pretty well for him. So Hidden Achievement.
You happy with where you are here, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're rolling along.
$15 or something. There's a lot of rough.
Grafter Burners and Cool
Archie. Harley's in the Cool Archie. He doesn't want to get too far back. What did you say, sorry, Junior?
I said Grafter Burners and Cool Archie are getting the
They're both getting beautiful runs.
So here comes Cool Archie now. Providence coming into it. Hidden Achievement under a little bit of riding. I'm sorry?
Zebra Finch and Hidden Achievement are traveling.
Yeah. So Cool Archie looks like he's got a lot to offer.
Hidden Achievement's traveling, is it?
He's dead set swinging
off
this thing.
I know one horse that's trying.
J-Max, Hidden Achievement's going pretty good.
He's dead set swinging off this thing.
But Martin Harley's going to go for Archie.
It's all over.
Providence.
It's all over.
Don't know about that.
It's not 200 all over.
To go. J-Mac. Oh, it's going to be very tight. J-Mac.
No, they're good.
No,
the two-year-old of the year.
Junior can bow down and apologise.
And straight to the Cox Plate, all right?
Call Da Vinci, I think, ran third.
Well, what about the winner? Let's talk about the winner.
There's the Munsters, good on them. Corey Munster seems like a cracking
They're
bloke.
Flying.
Chrissy's happy.
That race panned out so well for that horse.
It was a great ride.
What a good ride, being positive out the gates.
Yep. 100%.
We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, he got the best start, didn't he?
Yeah.
Best two-year-old in the country?
Yeah, I think you have to say that. What's he won, five on the bounce now?
That's six, I think.
Is that six on the bounce?
Yeah, it was four this prep and he was already winning last year.
There you go. And he's taken all before him up in Queensland.
Question marks on the horses he's beaten, but I guess you've still got to go out there and do it.
There's nothing else to beat.
You've still got to score the runs. You've still got to get the 100. So, yeah, there you go.
And the way he won that, obviously he'll go straight to the paddock and you'd think they're going to have to look at something like the Caulfield Guineas, those kind of races.
Yeah, for sure.
And Max Whitby is in the ownership and he owned Savabil 20 years ago. Chris Munts rode Savabil, and that's why he's got a share in this horse because Chris Munts, I think the story is went up to a yearling sale and said, hey, mate, why don't you take a share in this horse? I think it was like 150,000. So great story all round. And look, he's got every right to go to the Spring in Melbourne and the Golden Rose in Sydney and those kinds of things, doesn't he?
Yeah, for sure. yeah, you can't, as I said, you can't do much more than beat what's in front of you, and that's what it's done. Sort of all conditions, all surfaces as well. There was question marks during the week about was it a wet tracker only and that kind of thing.
I wasn't too concerned about that because I think you'd done it on the good and people maybe just get carried away.
I think a lot of people overplayed it, didn't they? Yeah.
Just a good horse.
Just a good horse.
And
just a winning horse.
Hidden achievement, pretty good. Hidden achievement looked like
it was a big run. Yeah. Missed the kick. It was a good run.
Yeah, it was coming home pretty strongly. So, yeah, both couple to follow into the spring. Thank you, Fizzy. You're excused for the day. Welcome in Smalley. How are you, mate?
Yes, very good.
Before we move on to the Dane Ripper, we're going to unpack the result of the JJ Atkins. So, Melbourne in the spring sounds very likely. Chris Munts even said they might go to Royal Ascot next year, which is aiming pretty high. And, of course, he's a colt, so a valuable colt now. And our first Group 1 winner for Corey and Chris Munts as a training partnership.
There you go.
Pretty nice. What did you think of him? You want to measure skeptical. Up in the Melbourne spring?
I was a little bit sceptical just from the last start on the heavy track, but now ticked good and heavy, so... It's got a nice picket fence next to it as well now, doesn't he?
Let's move to the Dane Ripper. So Firestorm was a well-fancied horse in the Stradbroke then. Waller decided to put her into this race. But we've got a new favourite. I believe that Floozy's just taken over from Firestorm as favourite. What were you seeing out there in the trading room?
Yeah, it looks like Firestorm's on the drift a little bit, possibly just because may get back a little bit far and they look like they're struggling to make a little bit of ground there. So I say that's the reason for that.
I would counter that by saying that J-Mac will do everything he can to get her in the perfect position. Yeah. So a bit like what Harley did on Cool Arch in that last race. Boys, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think understandable drift for Firestorm. As Smalley said, they're struggling to make ground. This race, it doesn't look to be a lot of pace. Firestorm, I don't think, is a horse that can be ridden further forward. I think it's a horse that sort of drops out the back and needs to come with one run. That's when it's been most effective. Floozy and Tashi are the ones that are probably going to be close to probably a pretty slow pace and get every chance. But like, I think Firestorm's the best horse in the race, but not today for me. Playing around it, probably Floozy and Tashi are the ones. Junior?
Yeah, I liked Floozy. It's going to be in the right spot. And I think a bounding will punch forward from the wide gate. And it was sort of out the back doing nothing last start. And I think they'll push forward on it.
We're off.
How did we jump?
Are you on Arctic Glamour?
Jumped all right. Ooh,
a little squeeze up.
A little squeeze there, yeah.
Going to be fourth last Firestorm.
We're going forward on the mighty
pushing
gray.
Up a little bit.
Yeah, J-Mac pushing up. Doesn't want to get too far back. Nice assertive riding. We've got Russian Alliance leading it up. Elmore Zillow
goes forward. Here it is.
And they're going along pretty quickly.
They're actually rolling here. Yeah.
So it's quite evident that J-Mac wants to stay very positive on Firestorm. Conasana running nicely. Floozy's
got a job
beautiful run,
nice,
isn't it?
Yeah.
But interesting, J-Mac's going to maybe take the same path as Hidden Achievement in the last race. They back off the speed just slightly. Firestorm close enough if good enough.
Been very positive on Firestorm.
Yeah, we had to be.
I didn't see that.
He's hungry
happening.
For a winner, James.
Winks is half. Pick comes into the race.
Floozy travelling.
Floozy absolutely travelling, but Firestorm
trying
Floozy to come
travelling.
Into it.
Fence.
Firestorm's going all right.
Floozy so travelling.
Think Floozy's got something.
Surely from there, just
absolutely
clear and
tanked
out.
Up.
T. Gollan.
Quinella.
Tashi coming into it.
Quinella.
Oh, surely Tashi doesn't knock it off. Nice win, Floozy. And you would think on that.
Matt wins again.
Quinella.
You'd think Floozy would be right in the thick of the Tats TR on that. Inform mare. They'll roll on for sure.
I think this was her race. And Firestorm will beat it home next start in the Tats TR.
Yeah, I think it's
interesting.
Yeah, I think it just got the best run of the race, really. Like those two leaders sort of cleared out and it just got the drag in behind them.
It did look that way on paper.
Tashi was probably the run of the race, right? Ripping home from
a
little bit further back
than
what
she does. I think that's like, I don't really like calling good horses cats. Tashi's a good horse, but like, it's just always finds one better every start.
Yeah. I thought it was a good run, Tashi, though.
Mm. And Firestorm, you think that'll get her cherry ripe for the Group 1 Tats TR in 2 weeks?
Yeah, probably ridden a bit closer than usual, so maybe it took away a bit of the big finish on it. What do you think, Smalley?
Yeah, Floozy was fit, up and running. Tashi was on the backup, and Firestorm was giving them a bit of fitness there. So
welcome in the King Zone. You're coming
Thank
when
you.
We're peaking, bro.
Yeah, stratty time. I've been flat out there.
Good. Before we move to the stratty, I just want to talk about the Dane Ripper. Tats TR in 2 weeks, Group 1, 1,400 metres at Eagle Farm. We've got the market now after that race. So Firestorm has been installed as favourite, as predicted by the boys on the casting couch. They thought it was the better run out of the race. Floozy, $7 in a Group 1's come a long way. What did you make of that race at Dane Ripper, and can you see any value there for the punters?
I'm surprised. I thought we might get a bit of value about Firestorm. I think Firestorm's Storm is much better suited than Tats Tiara for sure. Floozy and Tashi, 1,400. The Tats Tiara is over 1,400. I think that's that's pushing their limits. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't much a lot of pace in that last race as well. They were pretty suited by the map, whereas I'm not sure what this setup will be, but if there's a bit more pace in it, Firestorm's going to be better suited. It's a funny one because they're pushing it too far, and I think Firestorm's better over 1,500 or 1,600. So is Benedetta going to run?
I think so. If it's in the market, it would suggest that it's going to.
Mm.
Boys, what did you think now that you've seen this market?
No change.
$4 really Firestorm short enough, though?
Yeah, no change.
Did you take $4 Firestorm Junior? After they went past the post, you said, I want to back Firestorm to beat Floozy next time. There's $4.
Let's wait, see what happens. Wait on race day. If Grinzinger Bell winds up in the race, it'll be a very different race. Yeah, not my go futures.
Let's move to the Stratty King Zone.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving into the barrier. So I believe War Machine might have firmed up a little bit since I took a screenshot of the market. What's more War Machine right now, boys?
War Machine is $3.30.
Okay, so it's been a bit of a late go, King Zone.
It's always well back, War Machine. I've played Bookie here and I've played Punter.
Ooh, tell us what you've done.
Well, I've laid War Machine, I've laid the favourite, and I've backed Transatlantic. I'm on. I'm also on the Instructor. I'm on a couple of roughies.
You're going to be on Brick. Yellow Brick and Punch Lane.
That's it.
We're on the Instructor. We're on Yellow Brick and we're on Punch Lane for the Mates My Pot. We need Beautiful. A winner. Yeah. Boys, what have you done here?
Oh, the balls go up in the air in this one, I think.
Sure.
Looks a very, very hard race. A lot of speed on paper. I was against a favourite War Machine. I think he got a perfect run last time around. Transatlantic and the Instructor, I sort of agree with Kings. They'll be on pace sitting in behind.
It's going to be a great race. About to jump.
And they're off.
Where's the
Is
machine?
Is that Private Eye, Ping?
Absolutely. Yeah. He was a big Jeez. Show late as well. Nashed Where's the machine? It's getting across now. You can see it there in the
might
middle.
Might get caught wide.
They're going pretty hard early. Look at
Instructor
them.
Finds a good spot.
Yeah, there's a lot of pace wide. On paper. Yeah.
So this is front page going to lead, of course.
Surging to the front.
Gee, there's pace on.
They're not messing around.
No.
I think War Machine might be three wide punching the breeze on this speed.
Hope so.
Rise of Dawn getting a nice little run.
No, I think the Instructor's in the middle and War Machine's outside the Instructor.
Might have been wide with cover. It's going to got a great run.
So he's going well. Is Golden Mile. Here we go.
No, Desert Lightning's travelling. He just can't get out.
So front page still in front. Punch Lane gone. Who's this? War Machine just crushes them all. See you later.
Desert Lightning's just one of the worst rides you've ever seen.
Yellow Brick flying. Very late, Yellow Brick. Won't get the favourite.
Kingzone sat down the leader.
Big run at 60s, Kingzone.
Doesn't help me, though.
Private Eye runs third.
Each way punters.
War Machine, lovely ride. Timmy Clark was on it, wasn't he? So all honest to the winner. Great ride, great win. Seems like done what they've done in those other races, 6 and 7. Just sat off the speed a little bit, lit them up at the top of the straight. Big run from Yellow Brick. Well done to you, but you only backed for the win, so it doesn't help me much
No good
at all.
To me.
Private Eye ran on as well. I think it's all before War Machine in the spring. He's the one to come out of that. The rest of them probably don't have much to offer over springtime, but two racks, Epsoms, all kinds of things. King Charles even for the machine over springtime. Boys, just closing off the Stratty. So it's the first ever Stradbroke for the Hayes dynasty for Lindsay Park. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
Colin never won one. David never won one.
Well, there you go. Good things come to those who?
Wait. And great tribute to Mike Moroney. You might be the best horse Mike Moroney's ever had. We'll wait and see about that. Now, interestingly, Bernie said to Ben Hayes, Everest in spring. And what you've got to look at is the past results. So Bella Nipotina nearly won the Stradbroke last year, then came out and won the Everest the year before. Think about it. Won the Stradbroke, went out and won the Everest. So it's showing there's a pretty strong form line for...
Stratty's always been a strong form line.
But a strong form line for the Everest.
So. Yes, yes.
Let's move on. Let's go to the Q22. So is this a Faulkner Park exhibition gallop, Kingzone?
Oh, no. I think Faulkner Park's under the odds. Great chance, but under the odds. I thought Militarized was under the odds, and I'd rather lay Militarized probably.
Okay.
Headed around $9. Now, I've just had a small bet on Kovalika at around $9, which is quite easier earlier on in betting, and I thought that was the only value in the race, in a race I wasn't super keen to play in.
Anything to add, boys?
No, nothing from me. I think Faulkner Park's probably a little bit short, best horse in the race. New Endeavour can roll it, and then I didn't really think anything else would feature outside of that.
I think the way the track's playing is going to suit Faulkner Park.
Yeah,
sit
probably.
Off the speed and
get in the right spot there.
Wind right up, not a particularly big field or advantage at two, shouldn't get too
much
trouble.
I think Bois d'Argent can run a big race, but...
Doom and Cup winner?
Looks impossible to race, to be honest.
Away we go. Faulkner Park a little slow. Bois d'Argent prominent.
They're off. You know, New Endeavour.
New Endeavour will
slot
start.
In, or is Faulkner Park going to dig up and keep him three wide? And that's what he's done.
Just go sit outside the lead, probably.
Yeah.
You're right, though. New Endeavour's in a very awkward spot. He just has to go on. He has no choice.
Just no point sitting wide. You might as well go sit outside.
What's he doing on New Endeavour?
Yeah, I just don't know. Strange. I just don't know.
Well, now he's...
He's three wide, no cover.
Oh, look at that.
That's he's 2,200.
He has to go on there.
In a nine-horse race.
Used up his carrots to get there. Little move from the back here. The
slowly ramping up the leader as well. The 100 shot up for girls. That's good for the race.
On the back.
Could Kovalika be the one from last?
Being very patient, Ethan Brown here on Faulkner Park. Mm.
Is this where Kovalika won the derby? Or the
loves Oaks? The farm.
Correct.
Loves it.
He's off on...
I think he's travelling pretty good, Faulkner
He's
Park.
Off on Faulkner. He's riding on, like the best horse in the race. Here we
he's
go.
He's towing Kovalika in.
Come on,
he's
Nash.
Trying to go the Antino.
He's going
to
be those Nashy two. Boy.
It's going to be those two.
Ryan Maloney's just asleep on the leader. He hasn't jerried what's
around. Don't forget about J-Mac on Militarise.
See the bloke in the blue cap? Look how patient he's
is gone. He's got
come
the
on, Nashy.
Ethan Brown just swinging.
It's going to be Faulkner Park and Kovalika.
Come on, Nash.
New Endeavour not done with.
King's Own. Come on, the King's Own.
Come on, let
New Endeavour.
Kovalika come on, the King's should own. Win if it's just not an end, but he's just...
Get up.
Faulkner. Faulkner off the canvas. Faulkner, New Endeavour.
Kovalika.
Kovalika out of the top four, the King.
Oh.
One.
That's so no, close.
Kovalika one. Didn't win.
Yes, it did.
It got a really good bob on the line. It did.
Kovalika got its head down and won.
It did get its head down.
It's the biggest.
Oh, cameraman goes to
New Endeavour.
New Endeavour.
Don't worry about
that was
the
a rib ticker of a finish.
He's half slaughtered the winner. If
here
New
we
Endeavour
go.
Oh, that's think, a dead
yeah,
end.
Yeah, no, the King's
that's
Zone's definitely
so
won.
Close.
It's the King's Zone's one for sure. He's won by a nose. Well done, the King's Zone. What a great finish.
Oh, my goodness. So close, that.
How good are non-winners, eh?
Cameraman having a bet each way. He's changed his tune.
I'll tell you one thing. He hasn't lost.
Yeah,
it's a dead end or he's won.
Yeah.
Faulkner Park a little flat. You could maybe argue that Ethan went a little early on him.
I don't think it's not going any
chance.
It's not going any.
Yeah, I think he had every chance.
There it is.
Well done, King's
there
Own.
It is. Thank you. Beautiful.
You.
Great ride, Nastro Willa. Just so patient when everyone else wanted to take off. He was just sitting.
Mm. You call it. You call the top of the straight.
Consistently year on, year out, he's a winning jockey percentage on turnover wise.
And Militarise had every possible chance and just not up to that level.
Probably a
he?
Fairly big run, New Endeavour, considering
a
that it was
run.
Three wide for
huge
a lot
run.
Of the trip. Then had to work to get outside the leader.
And the interesting thing too is after he won the Lord Mayor's Cup, Adrian Bott said he's not a, you can't run further than 2,000 metres. And they rethought things and said, nah, give him a chance at this. So you would think now they'll look at things like the Caulfield Cup and that with him. Kovalika back in the winner's circle.
But maybe the trip does see him out. Maybe that was, you know, the wide trip and then, you know, probably not being as strong at that part of the trip as well. Probably just saw him out there and Kovalika, the stronger horse. It's a derby winner, Kovalika, isn't it?
Queensland Derby.
Yeah, exactly. Loves Eagle Farm. Geez, that was a big run, they knew.
Huge.
Get 2,500. Just ran 3,200.
True.
So, nice way to finish off the season of the Saturday sessions.
It was. I've had a winning day, which is great.
Oh, good. Not sure when we'll be back in here again doing Saturday sessions. We love doing them. But
I'll just sit here next week anyway. I don't care if you roll the cameras or not. I'm here.
It's a great place to watch racing. But we've got we're coming to the end of our campaign, the autumn winter campaign. We've got a Saturday set. This week, that's the last Saturday set for the season. Then the week after, Dano's coming in. And he's going to unpack all this brilliant racing over the last 4 months of the autumn into winter carnival. So
beautiful.
We're going to do a Stars of the Autumn show with Dano. That'll be good. I love that. I'll put a lot of work and
when's
preparation into it.
When's the set back in action?
The set will start...
so we've got
like,
next week
I think
and
like
then
the
August?
6th of August. Yeah, so we'll take
early
about
August.
6 or 7 weeks off.
Yeah, good.
And then the set will come back. And as always, we'll work very hard over the break to make our content even better. We keep raising. It's not hard because we started at a pretty low base. But that's the Saturday session done for today. We end up winning the Mates Mode pot, which is pleasing. We've got one more bet to go to make it a nice day. See how that goes. Thank you for the support, and we'll see you for our final Saturday set of the campaign. Talk to you soon.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.